Hello, hello. Hi, friends. Welcome to Navigating and Contemplating with Leo Love, where we reflect on our life through the lens of faith. Today, we are discussing a topic that we know is a thing. We know it exists, but so often we don't discuss it. Not going home for the holiday season. Okay, whether it being by choice, whether it being by circumstance, this is a reality that a lot of people face, but so often we don't have this conversation. This can be a very challenging decision that individuals make. But as believers, we need to know and we need to remember that our ultimate home is in Christ. And no matter where we are, it's okay for us to remember that and to understand that, especially during these times. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you." Right? "My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. It's very important for us to understand why people might decide not to go home for the holidays. It's important to understand turning loneliness into closeness with God and creating Christ-centered traditions to celebrate the holiday season. Okay, here's the thing. Some of us do face broken family relationships, thus making it hard to be at peace during these gatherings. Okay, we all know of a situation where family dynamics can be very, very complex, right? Certain acknowledgments have not been made. Certain childhood traumas have not been acknowledged. There are tensions. The idea of going back home, especially if you live by yourself and you have a safe space that you have created for yourself, the idea of leaving that safe space, okay? The idea of leaving that safe space to go to a household that you once lived in, to walk in eggshells, to walk in an uncomfortable space with individuals that not only trigger you, but don't want to acknowledge the pains that they have maybe influenced in your development, can be a very gruesome and challenging decision to make, right? We need to bear in mind that a lot of us, we often talk about forgiveness, and forgiveness can be such a beautiful thing, but I think sometimes we forget that forgiveness also is earned in such circumstances. And through having strained relationships, so often a lot of us have had to find peace in Christ in that accepting and understanding that there are certain relationships that just, there are certain situations and there are apologies that we may never ever get. And thus turning to Christ is just the most comforting thing that you can do, because that's where you feel safe, right? That's where you feel at home. That's where you feel recognized. And that's where you understand that the greatest form of forgiveness that you can ever have is forgiveness for yourself. And the other thing about not going home, it could be a form of a protest. Oh, yes, yes. Ewa chomi. Not going home can be a form of a protest in that letting it be known that I have boundaries. Yeah, I do. It may be very difficult to understand this, especially if you are an individual that has played a specific role in the family structure. Leo, what do you mean? I mean, you have been the individual that has been the people pleaser. You have been the individual that has been the calmer. You have been the individual that is so used to being the one that sacrifices her or his emotional well-being, financial well-being. You're just the one that individuals in the past have been able to take advantage of, and no one has really been able to take advantage of you. You might be the child in a family structure, but you're also the CEO. Oh, yes. Shout out to my firstborn children, and shout out to also my only children, where you a lot of the times have had to play double roles. And maybe the idea of going home, you just don't want to play those roles anymore. And that could be a form of a protest. I need to also recognize that not going home can also be a form of boundary setting. Right? Boundaries are the lines that we draw with individuals in regards to the type of behavior that we are willing to tolerate or not tolerate. Right? Boundaries exist even in the healthiest of relationships. Yes, they are a form of protection. They are a form of self-love, self-care, and they form a healthy part of healthy relationships. Now, there are also practical barriers that could inhibit individuals from going home, right? There's financial limitations. Not everybody has the money to go back home. Going back home is expensive. Can I get an amen? Hey. going back home is so expensive, and not a lot of us have that type of money, especially, ooh, let's get into it, especially in this financial climate, baby, honey, batong, going back home can be thousands, from flight tickets to petrol tanks, wabona, to bus fares. Do you understand what I'm saying? To, like, just the strain, even the headaches that can come about with traveling. And in some situations, there's also health concerns, right? Health concerns are valid reasons to take a step back, because if I am not at my top tier shape, I may not be able to not only travel, I may not be able to enjoy, I may be on a strict diet, and I may not be able to indulge in the food that's been made. And who am I to go home if I am especially being made to feel guilty for it? This is where things get tricky. People don't go home for multiple reasons, and it's important to just be very sensitive to those vulnerabilities, because you really don't know somebody's situation. Take a moment for yourself. Have you ever chosen to step away from the holiday gathering for your well-being or for your faith? How did God lead you through this decision making? Or have you ever thought about not going home for the holidays? And maybe you had multiple conversations with God and you decided to go, but you didn't listen maybe to your intuition, and all the things that you had predicted to happen happened, and you have had to lean to yourself and really question in those moments, what is God trying to teach me? What is God trying to show me? What is God trying to teach me? What is God trying to show me? That is just as important, y'all. Please don't ever take that away from you. Remember and listen to the whispers that God has for you, because that's a very intimate relationship that you have, especially in the chaos. Okay, I think it's also very important to find comfort and purpose in God during these moments. It's important to have a faith-filled comfort, right? What does that mean? Holidays away from the family can feel very lonely, right? But Psalm 68:6 reminds us, God sets the lonely in families. Lean into your spiritual family, your church, your fellowship groups can become your holiday community. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. There is pain and loneliness in privacy. When you want to keep certain things to yourself, I completely understand that. Maybe you're not at a place to, you know, tell your whole life story, not that you have to. But in those moments, please don't isolate. If you have a friend that has invited you out for lunch or has invited you for a Christmas thing, please say yes if you feel comfortable. Or maybe the greatest thing that you can do is maybe have that season to yourself, have that moment to yourself with God. Because if you actually think about it, and if you remember, you're never truly alone, because God is with you. Some of us, the best Christmas that we had is actually making the decision not to go home and spending the entire day in bed praying and just having a peaceful moment the entire day. Not having somebody ask us when we're going to have kids, not having somebody ask us, you know, or ask us for money that they know we don't have, not having people just ask inappropriate questions that is none of their business or will affect them in any way, shape or form. That is a real story for some individuals. And if you find your tribe, you find your church group, you find your spiritual family, sometimes, I need to emphasize, does not have to be a kajillion individuals, honey. Oh, no. Sometimes that's one person if you're lucky. Sometimes it's two. Sometimes it's three. But the point is, it's an individual or individuals that you feel safe with, genuinely. And if those individuals haven't come yet, that's okay as well. Trust that the greatest person that you could ever feel safe with is yourself in the presence of God, because you are a child of the higher power. So please trust that. And then there's also guilt that usually has to be navigated. But choosing to protect your peace is not selfish. Okay, Romans 8:1 reminds us, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let God release you from your guilt. Okay? Do not feel guilty for taking time out for yourself. Do not feel guilty for having boundaries, okay? And there are multiple ways that we can navigate the holiday season. You can create your own traditions. You can host a faith-filled gathering with, you know, your close friends that you feel comfortable with. You can celebrate a solo worship session. Spend time in prayer and worship. Get the worship playlist, friends, and just have a time singing with yourself, hymns and carols. Meditate on the true meaning of the season. Meditate on the true meaning that you have with God. Volunteer in his name. You would be surprised how having a moment with somebody else or making somebody else feel good, having a moment with somebody else can really assist in just making you feel good and really enjoy helping other individuals. And I think above all, take time out for yourself, because that's allowed. Take time out for yourself. It's the holiday season. It's the season of giving. And that's amazing. But even when our holidays don't look the way we imagined, we can trust that God is working all things for good. Okay, let's choose to see this time as an opportunity to grow closer to him, whether we're with loved ones or in the season of solitude. And baby, that is how we do it. This has been another episode of Navigating and Contemplating with me, Leah Love. I appreciate you, my dear. I adore you. Enjoy your time with your family or enjoy your time with solitude. Either way, if it feels good to you and you're doing it with Christ, have a jolly good time. Ta-ta.